Hey, everyone, and welcome back to the Weekly Awakening Podcast. It is your host, Colleen, and welcome to November. And we're going to talk about this new moon November. I've been waiting to say that all year. It's funny how November has become that. We say no shave November, new moon November, whatever. You know, November comes and we're surrendering to the year and saying, I'm just going to finish out this year the way I want to. I was at the bus stop this morning and I have a big comfy, which I, if anyone knows or doesn't have that, it's this giant like blanket jacket and with a hood. It's like a blanket hoodie. And I got my kids and I one last year, and it's the best thing we ever bought. My kids fall asleep in every night. I wear it every night and I walk to the bus in it. But, you know, I'm 6 foot, so my legs stick out. And she said, oh, the girl at the bus stop, I know you're cold. I said, I'm not cold. She said, look at your legs. They're shivering. I said, well, it's hairy. They're hairy legs. She said, well, it's no shave November. But get a comfy, because I'm telling you, even though I have those hairy legs and my legs are sticking out, this comfy goes well below my butt and it keeps me warm. It doesn't even matter if my legs stick out. So highly recommend that. Hey, maybe comfy can send me a little bit of a little side thing for shouting them out. Just kidding. I don't have any of those. Not yet, but that's okay. Also with November, I can tell you it's the cold, wet air has come here in Pennsylvania about a week ago, and I am so itchy. As I'm sitting here trying to record this podcast, my skin is so itchy. I have this light Irish German skin and I'm just scratching it like crazy. So if anyone has any suggestions, so it's not even dry really. It's like my back, my side, my neck, whatever it is. Us really light Irish people know what happens in wintertime. So let's get into what we're going to talk about this week. We have the new moon in Scorpio. Again, I feel like October's new moon was also very, very colored with Mars energy. It's a lot. We're finishing out the years with a lot of Mars energy and a lot of Uranus energy. I just want to remind everyone, change my Instagram at Cosmic with 1C, Cosmic Colleen, 1C, and that's across the board now. Cosmic Colleen on Twitter, Cosmic Colleen on YouTube, Cosmic Colleen on TikTok. So all of that. We got the Cosmic Colleen. Check that out. That's been going pretty well. People said, oh, I like the name change. And let me tell you, since I have taken that name change, I feel freer. I feel freer of like what I post on social media. I know it sounds stupid. It's just a mental thing, but I almost feel like, okay, now I don't feel so tied again to having to put constantly healing or hair stuff like that. I feel open. I can put whatever the hell I want to. So make sure you follow me on that. Make sure you follow or subscribe to this podcast, whatever you listen to, and send it to someone. If everyone that listens to this sends it to one person, I mean, you can help me grow majorly. Majorly. All right, so just remember that. Thank you very, very much. So before we get into this new moon in Scorpio that we have on the 4th, I want to talk about the beginning of this week. The beginning of this week, we had Mercury trine Jupiter, but then we had Mercury square Pluto. So there was a little bit of, I kind of focused on the positive because the way it played out in my life at the beginning of the week was pretty positive. I went Monday morning and I cut my client David Newman's hair. Sacred chant master, mantra expert. He had a yoga studio for 20 years. He's been on this podcast twice. So I think you can just Google David Newman episodes. Great, really, you know, he just has so much spiritual wisdom. And we're talking, his daughter Tulsi was there. We're outside, we're cutting hair. Every time, he's fine. He doesn't give a shit about COVID, but we just like to cut outside when it's warm because the sun, both of us are, we both have a lot of earth and we're just like, let's just get outside and feel the sun. And it was beautiful. And whenever we have that Mercury trine Jupiter, remember Mercury rules our day to day. It rules our traveling. It was just like that morning, this music was hitting right. The sun was beautiful. There was no traffic. And I had a big words of wisdom. So it could go better, you know, both ways. Him and I are talking. He always fills me with words of wisdom. And I said to him, what did you learn this year about yourself in the end of 2021? And he said, that joy and abundance are always available. You just have to be flexible and willing to look in the unexpected places. Wow. Let me say that again. Joy and abundance are always available. You have to just be flexible and willing to look in the different places. Let's break that down a little bit. That hit me, first of all. That was really Mercury trine Jupiter. You know, Jupiter rules our abundance, our faith, our growth, you know, and a lot of this, and he had it, right? Everything he had known, he had, you know, when COVID happened, stopped. He was a very social person, you know, doing circles, leading circle, chants, music, everything. And I had watched him over the last 19, 20 months really figure out, hey, okay, how can I make this figure out a new way? And I've just, and that has every time we've gone, you know, he's done the Bitcoin, he's doing mantra classes, he does this, he does that. And every time it's always worked out. And so to hear that faith and to be reminded, like, we have to be open-minded. You can't just say, oh my God, I'm broke. I'm only going to work in this job. I only like to do this type of work, and I'm not going to look for abundance any other way. It's just going to find me. That's not being open-minded. That's kind of being closed-minded. Same with happiness. I'm not going to be happy if I don't have this, 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 this. Or if this doesn't happen to me, I'm not going to be happy. Well, how about instead of that thought with joy or happiness, we switch it around if you have that thought and say, I am going to be open-minded to try something new today. I am going to be open-minded to find joy in my life today. I am going to be open-minded in how I'm going to create abundance in my life today. In what way? So if you're closed off to those things, if you're feeling right now, I'm not getting something the way I want it, so I'm not doing it, I ask you to be open-minded to finding in other places. And if you're someone who really takes on that mindset of very stuck in their ways, we'll say, very, again, I'm only doing this, I'm only going to have this, this is the only thing that makes me happy, and this is the only thing that's going to make me money. This is the only thing that's going to bring me abundance. If you're someone who is constantly in that mindset, I invite you, I challenge you to take a look at that, right? Sit down and say, well, where does that really come from? Why do I actually think that? And try to figure out other ways. So if talking to loved ones is the only thing that brings me joy, well, what other ways can I challenge myself and be open-minded to find joy in that sort of way? If I use that, if again, for abundance, say I can't make money other way, I'm not going to try it, this is only it, I challenge you to write that down and figure that out. So that's a little David Newman client, wisdom words. I love that when so many of my clients are always dropping these golden nuggets on me that I wish I could just press record. Sometimes I'll sit there and I'll write it down. I'll say, hold on, in the middle of the haircut or hair color. I'm like, I need to type that into my phone. And they all let me. So thank you for that. And thank you, David Newman, for being a friend. Also this week we had, again, Mercury square Pluto. So on the other hand, it could have been a dynamic of ending communication, right? Maybe there's someone unhealthy, toxic, something that's just not good for you. And you just ended it. You quit and you ended it for the communication. You were done. That's another way. There could have been a fight, you know, that ended something temporarily where all of a sudden, holy shit, we just got into this argument and I don't know what's going to happen or where that's going to go. So that was the feels for the beginning of the week. Now we're approaching the new moon, November. Now, again, during new moons, it's a time to reflect, to start over, to plant the new seed. We're going to start to see it's the end of the cycle and the birth of a new cycle. So a lot of times the new moons I find are very calming. They're peaceful. They're fresh, refreshed. What's the word I'm looking for? Not just refreshed. They feel brand new. They feel like, okay, a restart. That's the word. They feel restart. There will be a restart feeling with this, but the overall energy of this new moon is going to feel very full moonish, you know, especially with it being opposite Uranus. So when we have your Uranus in the play, and we got this new moon is happening in the same sign with Scorpio, which just moved in to its home, you know, Mars, I'm sorry, in the same sign as Mars, it just moved into Scorpio. There is a much more erratic, active, and charged feeling to this new moon. So again, just be prepared. This isn't the normal, calm new moon. You know, we can expect unexpected delays when it's opposite Uranus. And again, you want to see where the dynamic is happening. Look at your whole sign chart. Where is Scorpio in your chart? Where is Taurus in your chart? So mine is happening the third to the ninth house axis. So this new moon for a lot would be a little bit about my day-to-day and my faith of day-to-day, I think, with this new moon. Maybe some changes in the career path, but not necessarily hair. That's separate. More when we look to the ninth house, we look more esoteric, whether it be astrology, spirituality, healing, some sort of that kind of dynamic is going to come from the ninth house. And the new moon in the third house is what I do day to day. Maybe I'll come up with a brand new healing plan to present to you guys in some sort of way. So again, those houses are not not super powerful houses, so it won't be necessarily that major to me, but I'm going to really focus my new moon November manifestations, affirmations around that, around developing myself a little more. You know, I talked about my website and re-upping and getting back into the more astrology-based readings and everything like that. So that's really where I'm going to focus on. You can expect delays, and I can expect delays with the third house because that's our day-to-day travel, usually our day-to-day, how we go about our day-to-day. There might be something shocking that happens in that way. Turns of fate and out of the blue happenings. Holy shit, did that just happen? Oh my God, a turn of fate, you know? And what this is teaching us, because we can't help it, we don't know what is happening tomorrow. We don't know what twists of fate, unexpected delays out of the blue is going to happen. But I like to call them unique growth opportunities because that's what they are. We cannot, and I try to get this across to my kids every day, we have to learn how to accept the good and the bad and the moments in our everyday life. There is never going to be a whole year that is perfect, and there's never going to be a whole year that is horrible to the extreme. Hopefully in your life, you only have one year that you would really say is really, really horrible, you know, and a few more that you'll say the whole year was amazing. That's how that works. And if I think the secret to happiness, and I'm really trying to get across to my son, Abram, is to accept, to allow each of these things to be moments. Now I understand death and things like that. That obviously takes a little bit of a different turn, but just the day-to-day of things not working out, pain, whatever it is, not at the depths of death, but just the other sort of day-to-day pain, it is unique growth opportunities. And it helps us. Oftentimes, we're in so much pain because of our own bullshit. That's the truth. I can't tell you, when I look back at some of my most painful times, again, aside from death, it was because of my own bullshit. And I couldn't see it be my own bullshit, meaning I got myself into my own bullshit, which attracted other bullshit. So yes, it is still reflective of other people, but I was the center. I was the core of that. So with this new moon, we're still going to focus on starting over and affirmations. And so one of the ways we can do that is by looking back, maybe something you're still struggling with, a twist of faith you're still struggling with, and an unexpected delay you're still struggling with, an out of the blue revelation or something that happened that you are still struggling with prior to this. I want you to sit there. I want you to sit with it. Focus on it. Really write on it. Understand it. Say, why is this still bothering me? What can I not accept with this? And switch the affirmation around, right? Because we're going to understand that happened. You can't change anything that's happened in your past. But what you can do is learn from it, grow from it, feel it. So what you can do is, okay, let's say out of the blue, I lost my job last month. Let's say that's what that is. That's, again, an easy example. You're going to focus on your affirmations, you're writing down your beliefs and letting that go. Letting go the feelings around what it feels like to lose your job, and you're going to create a new affirmations, a new set of words to tell yourself. Let's say, I love my new job. My new jobs are going to find me. I am very happy. I'm successful. I understand that this happened for my career path. I understand that this happened for my growth opportunities, right? You're really going to have to put in the work into accepting why something happened that you already had. And the more you do that, the more you allow the acceptance, the easier the rest of life becomes. I promise you that. You know, if you can master to the best of your ability acceptance, everything else is going to be a smooth cake in your life. I'm serious. Everything else is going to be like running like a smooth tractor for the most part. Again, except death. I like to say that because I say all these things loosely, but when it comes to someone you love dying, again, that's a whole other level of healing. But these are something that we can work through the pain. These are something that we can feel and we can understand that. So, you know, we're going to work on creating a new mental mindset, you know, maybe just focusing around change and accepting change. And remember, when we, you know, acceptance just brings a new level of release. When we can't accept something, it feels like, how do I describe this? Let's feel our heart right now. Put your hand on your heart, on your chest. You know, you feel a solid mass. You feel a mass. You feel yourself breathing in and breathing out. And when you're having trouble accepting something, it feels like there's different layers on top of that already physical mass, right? On top of that already physical, the lungs, everything, there's just layers of of energy there that's not accepting it, right? Whether it feels tingles, whether it feels anxiety, whether it feels a tight chest, whether it feels, you know, harder to breathe, whatever it is, that is a level that needs to be released that will come from accepting something. It's almost like when you just practice that acceptance, you know, people say, what does practicing acceptance do? It almost, you hit acceptance and it presses, like the release button, right? Like you're deflating a level. The pressure release button is released. That comes with a new level of peace, of stillness. You know, the pain might be there, but the pressure isn't anymore when you have acceptance, you know? And once you release that pressure, the pain gets better. It's crazy. I promise you that. So something that you're holding on to, you're not accepting, practice this week really with accepting it with this new moon, you know? I have my notes and I'm looking around like, if you could see my handwriting, I have worse than my son, Abram. He even said to me, you have horrible handwriting. I'm like, I know. And I have all of my notes just in general of life, current transits, charts, just spread in notebooks all around me, probably 10. And I'm like, what the heck did I write that note? What did I mean it? I wrote shit talking and stuck in the wound. So I think what I meant by that is something I've been reflecting on too in these last couple weeks, and then we can work on with letting go with this Scorpio. Well, when we have this new moon in Scorpio, instantly there's gonna be, especially with Mars there, there's gonna be some deep wounds around, you know, look where Scorpio rules in your house, you know, your whole sign house, but also it's just in general, it's gonna have, and it's opposite Uranus and Taurus, so maybe some unexpected relationship like pain. All of a sudden it's coming out of nowhere, like, oh, why am I thinking about this person from 5 years ago and this pain that happened? Feel it. Feel it. That is coming up for a reason. It is coming up so you can release it, so you can let it go. It just stays in there. It's coming up and being brought up so you can process it and let it go, and you will feel better. So if you just sit in that emotion that's uncomfortable, you're not going to die. Emotions are not going to kill you. Feeling emotions are not going to kill you. If you can stay in that emotion, release it. So again, don't expect, don't. There might be some of that. There might also be like some exes reaching out, I feel like, out of nowhere, some really out of the blue exes with Uranus and Taurus. But definitely don't trust that. But I think just allow yourself the trust of the feeling, the process. Maybe they come out so you can say, oh, wow, shit, I really grown past that person. So you can see how much you have grown. Happy new moon, everyone. We're going to trust. We're going to release. We're going to love. We're going to believe. And we're going to accept. In this new moon, we really are going to accept. And again, if you have a quiet time to reflect, I highly recommend that you do that over this new moon. Really reflect and see. And just remember, it's going to feel a little bit more of like a full moon, not so much of the new moon vibes. So last week was a good episode. I feel like I was a little bit all over the place last week. I ended up, I went off on Venus and Saturn and beauty and the beauty concepts in this world. And I'll tell you, I did make an appointment for filler. I'm getting it in 2-3 weeks. My first ever filler on the side of my cheeks. I decided, you know, where my smile lines are. And yes, those are beautiful, but I'm not ready to see them until I'm about 55. So I can tell you that. That is the truth. And I still have my acceptance and I'm still learning and loving and beautiful. But at the same time, I'm like, this is a temple, baby. And I want to know how I look, and I want to look in the mirror and see the temple exactly how I want it. At that same time, I'm still all for us trying to make a new wave. And I hope that's the future of letting go of the perfection of beauty. We'll see how that grows. I'm not sure. If you want to know more about that, go back to last week's episode. And I really kind of rambled on about that. Sometimes I just feel a certain way and I ramble on. I hope everyone had a good Halloween. I am definitely for Halloween moving to the last Saturday of every month. I think it's crazy that we just hop around on different days. And every time, you know, everyone agrees. And then sometimes someone will be like, well, no, Halloween's the 31st of every year. All right, well, Thanksgiving's the last Thursday of every month, so I'm of every November. We just figure that out. I am for that, and I feel like every year they bring it up on the news, but it's never going to happen. My kids had a really one hell of a fun weekend, which makes me, you know, happy to see that. And they're crazy. They're still crazy. Sugared up crazy. It's funny. I call my kids, my boys, little monsters because they are. I love them to death. I miss them when I don't see them. If they go to their dad's for the day, I really miss them. And then, but they are to everyone when I see their little monsters. Moms of just girls say, "Aw, no, no, they're not." Yeah, they are. You want to come over here every night? When I get home, I have to fucking wrestle them for 40 minutes. That's their bonding. I have to relax. Yeah, to relax them, to bond with me, I have to wrestle them. They attack me, I attack them. They're little monsters. They're little shits and they don't move. And they're the most amazing little shits, you know? They're so funny. Just start, if you're not a mom of boys, or at least two, you know, when you're out in public, start watching them in public. It just like, you'll just say, if you see two boys, they can't keep their hands off of each other ever, ever. It's not just me. It's everyone I know with mama boys. It's everything. So yeah, little monsters, they might be a little more activated again when the moon, I think, has some contact with Uranus. I find that the kids get a little bit crazier. So at least mine do. That should end this week's weekly awakening. Next week we're coming back. We're going to have, you know, Venus is moving into retrograde, which happens once every 18 months. The last one was May of 2020. It's crazy. 2020. I think maybe it started the end of April of 2020. So we'll have more on that next week. So some lots of exciting. There's really a big dynamic, a lot of dynamic astrology at the end of this year, the end of November, end of December. Definitely ending out 2021 with a bang. But overall, I think the year of 2021 has been quite even keel compared to 2020. It's the ADHD in me that I feel like I'm going to, you know, I'm already trying to collect my next thought all of a sudden. So I feel like is the small little placer in there. But anyway, remember, this is the weekly awakening. Take it with you. And remember, practice acceptance. It releases a new level of pressure, releases the pressure cooker. And from David Newman, joy and abundance are always available. You have to be open and flexible to looking for it in unexpected places. So today, look around. Where can you find a joy? Where can you find abundance? And when we say flexible, it's when an opportunity is presented to you and you say, that's not going to make me happy. Or that's not going to make me money. You are not being open-minded and flexible to the path the universe has presented to you. Remember that. Love you all. Have a beautiful day. Thank you for all your support. Remember, Cosmic Colleen on social media. Hit me up. Love you all. Goodbye.